You're listening to Toolshed.com podcast for August 23rd, 2005, and this is Andy Hunt. Joanna Rothman and Esther Derby are well-known management consultants. Their new book, Behind Closed Doors, Secrets of Great Management, is a great look at what it takes to be a successful manager. I'll have longer excerpts from the book later on this month, but for now I'd like to read you a short, standalone excerpt entitled The Fable of the Rising Young Manager. Once upon a time, there was a rising young manager. He knew he was rising because he had 20 people in his group, including 3 technical leads who focused on accomplishing the day-to-day work of his group at his very capable direction. But in spite of the 3 technical leads and 17 other people, there was never an end to all the work, and some important things did not get done at all. The 3 technical leads and 17 other people commenced to grumble, and the rising young manager felt rather peckish too. With 20 people, you should be able to accomplish all your high-priority work and then some, the rising young manager's boss declared. What you need is a consultant to help you whip those 3 technical leads and 17 other people into shape. And so, a consultant was hired and arrived to help the rising young manager whip the 3 technical leads and 17 other people into shape. When the consultant arrived, she asked the rising young manager to explain all the work that the 3 technical leads and 17 other people were doing. I have it all here in a spreadsheet, along with assignments, start dates, and end dates for each project, the rising young manager said, feeling some pride at the advanced state of his organizational system. I see you're working on 35 projects, the consultant said. That's a lot of work. The rising young manager beamed. Indeed. You see, recently the company retired 3 of our fine products. We've been working with the people who use these fine products for years, and we won't leave them in the lurch. The consultant rubbed her chin. Your customer service ethic is admirable, she said. And I suppose the personalized support you are providing, it's free of charge? She raised an eyebrow. The rising young manager nodded. Yes, I thought so. The consultant continued and made a note. And they can comfortably continue with this retired product indefinitely? The rising young manager nodded and looked pleased at the consultant's quick grasp of the situation. So your customers will be happy, but will they ever buy the new product that your company is desirous of selling now and thus bring revenue into your company? The rising young manager thought for a moment, and his face fell. I see you really do not understand customer service, he said. I dismiss you. But after the consultant left, the rising young manager crept to his office, closed his door, and carefully reviewed his spreadsheet. His face began to glow red. I have made an error, he thought to himself. The very next day, the rising young manager stopped all personalized support projects and some other pet projects, too. He reassigned 2 of the technical leads and several of the other 17 people. Suddenly, important things were getting done again, and the 3 technical leads and 17 other people cheered up as they once again left work at a reasonable hour. That consultant really whipped things into shape, the rising young manager's boss commented some time later. Well, I did most of it myself, the rising young manager said modestly. I don't allow distractions like unfunded projects and always focus on the overall company goals. I find that proper focus enables us to get done what needs doing. Ah, you are a young man who is sure to continue to rise, said the boss as he smiled benevolently. The moral of this fable is focus on the funded work. And like many fables, this is a true story. This is Andy Hunt. Thanks for listening.